शन्नो मित्रशं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि गतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि धर्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
नवतिरकमे
शीक्षान्द्याख्यास्यामः शीर्षाङ्ग्याख्यास्यामः ॐ शीक्षाङ्ग्याख्यास्यामः ॐ
शीक्षाङ्ग्याख्यास्यामः
शीर्षाङ्ग्याख्यास्यामः वर्णस्वरः 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 मात्राबलम् 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 सामसन्धानः 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 इत्युक्तशीक्षाध्यायः इत्युक्तशीक्षाध्यायः इत्युक्तः
राइट इफ आई टू ब्रेक द इज इति उक्तः शिक्षाध्यायः शिक्षाध्यायः दत्त सन्धि
इत्युक्तशीक्षाध्यायः 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 शीक्षाङ्ग्याख्यास्यामः वर्णस्वरः मात्राबलम् सामसन्धानः इत्युक्तशीक्षाध्यायः शीक्षाङ्ग्याख्यास्यामः वर्णस्वरः मात्राबलम् सामसन्धानः इत्युक्तशीक्षाध्यायः
Repeat after me. We're going to do this next paragraph. Saha nau yashaha.
Saha nau yashaha.
Saha nau yashaha.
Saha nau yashaha.
Saha nau brahma varchasan.
Saha nau brahma varchasan.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Varchasan.
Varchasan.
You know, let me tell you the trick for pronouncing that HM conjunct. Mm-hmm. Say Brahm as though backwards, it'll comes out correctly. Brahma. So you've got to get that huh there. So if you try to go Brahma,
yeah,
it doesn't really work. So say the inverse, Brahma. Brahma. That's how we're taught. Because otherwise it's just going to often, and I've seen myself make this mistake where it sounds just like Brahma. It's not Brahma. It's Brahma. You need that H in there. So if you can go Brahma, but then it elongates, so Brahma, Brahma, okay? So Saha nau yashaha,
Saha
nau Brahma varchasam,
varchasam,
varchasam, varchasam. Okay. Let me give you the meaning. The word Saha, when it's with an instrumental, like Tena Saha, Ramena Saha, it means together with Rama. Somebody went together with, like, Lakshmanaha, Ramena Saha, Gachati. Lakshmana went together along with Rama. So if you use saha with an instrumental, it means together with or along with. So Lakshmana went along with Rama, went together with Rama. But when saha is not used with an instrumental, then it just means simultaneously, like both of us at the same time. So here, it's not being used with an instrumental. So you have, what you have is saha simultaneously at the same time, both of us at the same time. Now is a form of asmat, the form of the declension of I. It's a secondary form in the data dual. So it means for both of us. So for both of us, yeshaha, let there be fame. Fame, yeshas is fame. Yeshas becomes yeshaha in declension. So let there be fame for both of us together at the same time. Okay, so saha, now, so dual, dative. Yeshaha is just the neuter, nominative, singular. So let there be yeshas for both of us together. Means may it happen at the same, may this fame bless both of us equally at the same time. So yet saha, now, yeshaha. Then saha, now, same thing, together, simultaneously, saha, now, for both of us, dative, dual. Brahma varchasam. Varchas is the same as tejas. It means that brilliance, that brightness, you know, that luster, which is Brahman, the brightness, the brilliance, the tejas of Brahman. Let that tejas of Brahman, that brilliance, that luster, that brightness of Brahman, Brahma varchas, yeah, that, or the tejas, which is Brahman, or in English you'd say that tejas, the tejas of Brahman, the brilliance of Brahman, let that be for both of us. Okay? So asti is understood, or asti with them. Yeah, it's, the verb is understood there. It's really, what you're understanding is more of a may it be. Right?
Who's the both of us?
Now, for both of us. That's the teacher and the student. For both the teacher and the student, let there be yeshas, let there be the brilliance of Brahman. Okay? Here, in Shankara's Bhasha, what he'll be saying is that this is a prayer from coming from the student, because the student is asking for this blessing, right? Because the Shankara says, the teacher already has this Brahma Varchas. Mm-hmm. Already has the yeshas, already has the antakarana shuddhi, the jnana nishtha, that's already a fact. Mm-hmm. And so it's the student, right, the prayer is on behalf of the student, that the student may get this blessing, and, you know, may both of us share in the blessing that comes from the chanting of this Upanishad, mm-hmm. right, and understanding of this Upanishad.
And so even though the verb is not there in either of them, is it potential or imperative?
Imperative implied, yeah. So let's chant these two lines. Sahana yashaha, 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 sahana brahma varchasam. Sahanao Brahma Varashasam, Sahanao Yashaha, Sahanao Yashaha, Sahanao Brahma Varashasam, Sahanao Brahma Varashasam. Be sure to get that ha there, because I noticed the weakness in myself for that, for the Brahma. Okay? See if I can get the Shruti up a little bit. Sahanao Yashaha, Sahanao Yashaha. Sahanao Brahma Varchasam, Sahanao Brahma Varchasam, Sahanao Yashaha, Sahanao Yashaha, Sahanao Brahma Varchasam, Sahanao Brahma Varchasam, Sahanao Yashaha, Sahanao Brahma Varchasam, Sahanao Yashaha, Sahanao Brahma Varchasam. Atatas
Sagunhitaya
Upanishadam It's actually because of the vya, it's going to be Upanishadam. Upanishadam vya kya syamaha. Oh, I'm sorry, I was doing this word. Okay. Vya kya syamaha. Vya kya syamaha. Vya kya syamaha. Vya kya, get that ya there. Vya kya syamaha.
Vya
kya syamaha.
Vya
kya syamaha.
Vya kya syamaha.
Upanishadam vya kya syamaha.
Upanishadam
vya kya syamaha. Upanishadam.
Upanishadam.
Upanishadam vya kya syamaha. Not doing a ni. I think Tanya say this. Upanishad.
Upanishad.
Dental Upanishad. Upanishad. Everybody, Upanishad.
Upanishad.
Just try to do one letter of Upanishad.
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 Upanishad. Vya kya syamaha.
Upanishad
vya kya syamaha. Sorry. Upanishad. Upanishadam vya kya syamaha.
Upanishadam vya kya
Sagunhitaya.
Sagunhitaya.
Atata Sagunhitaya.
Atata
Sagunhitaya. Atata Sagunhitaya.
Atata
Sagunhitaya. Sagunhitaya.
Sagunhitaya.
Sagunhitaya. Atata Sagunhitaya. Sagunhitaya.
Sagunhitaya.
Upanishadam vya kya syamaha.
Upanishadam vya kya syamaha.
And that the nasalized vikara of that anuswara, Upanishadam vya kya syamaha. So now, the swara. Atata Sagunhitaya. Atata Sagunhitaya. Atata Sagunhitaya. Atata Sagunhitaya. Upanishadam. 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 Vyakhya Syamaha. Vya kya syamaha. Atata Sagunhitaya. Upanishadam 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 vya kya syamaha. Sahanao yashaha.
Sahanao
yashaha. Sahanao brahmavarachasam. Means now. After this, now we're going to do this. Therefore, atta, attaha. If I break the sandhi, atta, attaha. Now, therefore, atta means therefore.
Atta also means thus.
Atta means thus. It has different meanings, but it means thus, now, in the sense of we've done this, now we're going to do this. So atha, now, tataha, therefore. Sagunhita yaha. Sangita, sagunhita, sanhita is sandhi. Sagun, that gun is chandas, it's Vedic. So sagunhita means sandhi. You know, sandhi.
Sandhi.
Are sandhi rules? Okay, so conjoining. So the rules of conjunction. Okay, sagunhita, sandhi. So now.
What?
You know what sandhi is, Edward?
Yeah.
Okay, sagunhita. Sanhita is another word for sandhi. Okay? Do you see that sagunhita ya? Sagunhita ya. That is the genitive. So, feminine.
Oh.
Feminine genitive. You have to learn that like shalayaha.
Okay.
It's feminine, okay? Feminine genitive. So now, therefore, atta, attaha, sagunhita yaha, giving the sandhi, for or of sandhi, the Upanishadam. Upanishadam is in the accusative singular from Upanishad. And Upanishad means, the Upanishad is, as Shankara says in the Bhasha, means darshanam, means upasana. This Upanishad is the darshanam, is the path of upasana. So the take Upanishad, that which is being unfolded here, but what is being unfolded is an upasana. Okay? Upasana means a meditation. And Shankara, instead of saying upasana, he says darshanam, the seeing. We're going to see this. It's a visualization that we're going to be doing. You're going to be learning an upasana.
So Upanishad means?
Means the upasana here. Upasana. Which is a darshanam. We're going to be seeing it, visualizing it. Okay? So, the vyakhyasyamaha, we will say, we will tell with vi means spashtam, vispashtam, very clearly and completely. The vya, kya, syamaha, that's future. We will tell, we are going to tell very thoroughly, completely, thoroughly and clearly this Upanishad, this Upasana, we are going to teach. So you can say we are going to clearly and thoroughly teach the Upanishad, which here is Upasana.
Where's the teach?
The vyakhyasyamaha, you can say teach. It means tell very clearly and completely. So we are going to say, tell, teach very clearly, completely. This Upanishad. The Upanishad is in the accusative, right? The Upanishad for sandhi. Okay? So now, therefore, we will teach clearly and completely this Upanishad, the Upanishad, on sandhi. In English, we say the Upanishad, the Upasana of sandhi. Okay? Of conjunction, juxtaposition.
I still don't get the use of that word sandhi in this.
Edward, let me explain.
Yeah.
We're doing an Upasana, and the Upasana is going to involve sandhi, the conjoining of letters, the juxtaposition of letters. So he's now going to tell us what this sandhi is going to be.
Okay?
Okay. So he's going to talk about that now, but we're just learning now that there is a darshana, an Upanishad, an Upasana, a visualization that involves sandhi. Sandhi means you're going to have the first letter, the prior letter, and the following letter, and how these letters, the first letter and the following letter, how these can join, right? And so you're going to make a visualization in terms of the first letter and the following letter. We'll visualize something on the first letter and visualize something on the second letter, and then we'll visualize something on the conjoining.
Okay.
And so we're going to be actually doing an upasana on words themselves, okay. Right, on sandhi.
Is
Yes, in Upanishad, which is another word here for upasana. But it's this Upanishad now, we're going to do this, the Upanishad, right, for sandhi. The Upanishad that's being done, so what do they mean here by the word Upanishad, other than it's the revealing of the nature of Brahman, right? If we do the etymology of the word, or reaching Brahman, or the one who's sitting in front of the teacher, there's so many etymologies for Upanishad. But how is this word being used here? It's being used for upasana, where we're going to see something, okay?
I'm sorry, Carol, one more thing. Is this Sagun Hitaya is the Hitaya, then is the genitive for the substantive, which is Sagun Hita.
That's right, Sagun Hita. Okay, Verde? Let's try chanting again. Epatasagunhitaya Upanishadam Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha Epatasagunhitaya Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha Epatasagunhitaya Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha Atatasagunhitaya Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha Atatasagunhitaya Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha. Yeah. Panchaswadhikaraneshu. Panchaswadhikaraneshu. Dhikaraneshu. If I were to do this, then we'd panchasu. Panchasu. Locative singular, locative plural. Panchasu. Adhikaraneshu. Locative plural. Panchasu. Adhikaraneshu. Sakurameshu. Ending man. Locative plural. Panchasu from pancha. Five. So we're going to do this Upanishad, the Upanishad on Sunday. Okay, now we're going to do the Upanishad and Sandhi. Panchasu, Adhikaraneshu, in five sections. And Adhikarana is a section or a topic. Right? It's a technical term in a text. A text can be broken into adhyayas, chapters, and the chapters will have Adhikaranas, will have sections. So now, pancha means five, Adhikarana means section or topic. Okay? So, locative plural in five sections, in dividing it into five topics. Panchasu, Adhikaraneshu. Okay? So, this upasana is going to have five parts to it. Okay? So, we're going to teach clearly, without clearly and fully, this upasana on Sunday in five sections. Okay? Everybody see that? Panchasu, Adhikaraneshu, Adhikaraneshu. Now, let's look at what those five sections are. Adhilokam.
Adhilokam.
Adhijyotisham.
Adhijyotisham.
You see how they have these little dashes here? That's how they do it here. I don't know why, because they're kind of, it's how they're kind of trying to break the words apart. Okay. Because
well,
when
that
you
helps
just
me.
Adhi, but let me do the Sunday in terms of what the words actually are. Adhilokam. Adhijyotisham, Adhividyam, Adhividyam,
Adhividyam,
Adhipajam,
Adhipajam,
Adhyatmam. So Adhilokam,
Adhijyotisham,
Jyotisham, 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 Adhividyam, Adhiprajam, Adhyatmam. Okay. Panchasu Adhikaraneshu.
Panchasu Adhikaraneshu.
Now, with the Sandhi, Panchasu Adhikaraneshu.
Panchasu
Adhikaraneshu. Panchasu Adhikaraneshu. Panchaswadhikaraneshu.
Panchaswadhikaraneshu.
Adhikaraneshu.
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 Adhikaraneshu. Panchaswadhikaraneshu.
Panchaswadhikaraneshu.
Panchaswa.
Dikaraneshu.
Panchaswa Dikaraneshu.
Panchaswa Dikaraneshu.
Panchaswa Dikaraneshu.
Panchaswa Dikaraneshu.
Dhikaraneshu.
Panchaswa Dhikaraneshu. Panchaswatikaraneshu. Adilokam Adijautisham.
Now when you say it, run them together, it'll go like this. Adilokam Adijautisham Adividyam Adipajamadhyatmam. Now this is the list of the five adhikaranas. The one is Adilokam. It's the Adi, it's on, it's concerning. That's what Adi means, it's on. It says for its Adishtana or for its Adhikarana, for its locus. Its locus is Loka, the worlds. It'll be the earth, the heaven, the earth, and the intervening space. Okay, so that's the loka, the locus. So concerning, or on the Upanishads, the Upasana will be concerning or on the locus. This is will be the locus for the Upanishads. So Adilokam, the world.
But it says it in singular, not in singular.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't make it, just the world. Okay. Adijyotisham. Jyotisham is astrology, the stars. Okay. And the real word for it's not Jyotisha, this is Chandas. It's really Jyotisha. Mm-hmm. But in this Upanishad, in the chanting, it's Jyotisha. So we say it's Chandas. So, like in this book, some of the, I don't know what this one says, but in this one, they change it to Jyotisha. But in the chanting, we have it as Jyotisha. But
why are they including astrology?
Huh?
Why is that included?
Because we have the worlds, like, well, we have the heaven, the earth, and the intervening space, and then we have all of the lights. If you call all of the lights, it means all of the stars and all of the constellations. So, since I can't tell you why.
Yeah,
okay.
That's okay.
Adividyam. Adividyam has to do with knowledge, that which is on knowledge. Adiprajam has to do with progeny, children, yes. Mother and the father, the child, okay. And then Adhyatman, it has to do with the nature of the Atma. The Adhyatmika, you know, that which concerns the self or the body, not the Atma, but the self and the body. Okay, so we'll look at that, what they mean by that when we get to the Bhasha on that. So these are the five. One, Adilokam,
adhijyotisham, adhivijyam, adhiprajam, adhyatma. These are the five topics.
And what was the last one? How are we translating it in the context?
It's translated like on concerning the body, but concerning the, you can say concerning the jiva, but we'll see exactly what they mean by it. Concerning the body.
Right? And adhyatma is adhi-atma. The adhi-atma, right?
Yeah. Adhi. Adhi-atma. Adhi-atma. Okay, so these are the five locus, you know, the five sthanas upon which the five topics or areas that we're going to be doing this this upasana on, okay? Do we need a break?
We need to move our cards.
Let's move our cards.
Because of this event.
Can you just put it on pause? Put your thing
yes,
on pause?
Yes, I can.
What about, let's go back. We're on the third line here. I kind of want to finish this paragraph. Yeah. Repeat after me. We're in the third line here. Ta, ta, maha, sagum hita.
Ta, maha, sagum hita.
Ta, maha, sagum hita.
Ta, maha, sagum hita.
Itya chakshate.
Itya chakshate.
Ta maha sagumhita itya chakshate.
Ta maha sagumhita itya chakshate.
Sandhi. Taha. Maha sagumhitaha. Iti achakshate. Okay. Taha. So feminine nominative plural. Maha sagumhitaha. Iti. Achakshate. It says, Taha Maha Sagumhitaha. They, plural, are understood. Maha Sagumhitaha, the great sandhis. Maha is great. These are the great conjunctions. And what they mean by great, according to Shankara, great, the Maha means the conjunction for Samhitaha, and they are great because the topics that they're dealing with are Maha, are great. The topics are the world, the lights, the astrology, you know, knowledge, progeny, and the body.
So it's not grammar, yeah. I mean, we're not...
No, what we're talking about, why are these great Sandhis?
Yeah, okay.
Because what's being visualized on the Sandhi is that the Maha, the topics themselves are great. Like, for instance, the worlds, the whole universe they're talking about. They're talking about astrology, all of the lights, all of the stars. They're talking about vidya, knowledge, right? About progeny, about the body. So these topics are maha. The topics themselves are maha. So they're called the great sandhis, okay? These are the great sandhis. Iti, thus, achakshate. Thus, they say. Who says? The Veda Vidha, those who know the Vedas.
And they are just Vedantes.
I think with Chakshate is that it's actually plural. It's one of those, let me just check here.
They say.
See, they say. Chak, they tell. Chakshate. Ah. Chakshate, it's a reduplicative, so it's in the second group. I think Chakshate, I think it's third gana. I think it's third gana. I'll have to check for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That, we haven't learned it yet, but the third will look like what you're used to seeing. As a singular, is actually a plural. So, yeah. Achakshate means katyanti. Katyanti means to tell. Tenth gana. Katyanti. Who tells? Veda Vidha, the knowers of the Veda. Those who know the Veda, they tell. Okay? Another thing I wanted to just point out, you see at the beginning where it says Sahanao Brahma Varuchasam, Swamiji defines Brahma here as the Veda. So I want you to know something. The Veda is often referred to as Brahma, as is Brahmaji and Brahman. And so Shankara doesn't make that distinction in his commentary. He doesn't say that it means the Vedas, but in Swamiji's commentary, I forgot about that. In Swamiji's commentary, he takes the tejas of the Vedas, because a brahmana, when a brahmana, you know, chants these Vedas over and over again, and the different prayers, it brings about tejas in the mind. So the tejas, which is brought about by the chanting of the Vedas, so the tejas that's there in the Vedas, may both of us enjoy that tejas. That's how Swamiji takes it. And you'll find it in his samjha. That's really beautiful. Okay.
And the guys that do that, you can see it in them. You know, you can see that shine.
So let's look at this. Taha, maha, the gumhi taha, iti achakshate. Okay? They say, achakshate, they tell, who? The ones who know the Vedas, the knowers of the Veda, they tell, that they say that, with the iti, you just say, if you put it in indirect speech, they say that those are the great sandhis, the great juxtapositions. Juxtaposition means two things that are side by side. So these are the great conjunctions, the two things that are side by side. You have the first letter and the second letter, right? So these letters are side by side. So these are the great juxtapositions, as Gambhiraananda will translate. But we're talking about sandhi. In a sandhi, you've got the first letter, which is the end of the first word, and the words, the letter that begins the next word. So you've got the purva rupa, is what comes before, and the uttara rupa, the first form and the second form. Mm. And these are going to conjoin, right? And so we're going to do an upasana on these. So here it just says, They say that these are the great sandhis.
Okay? What are they conjoined with? The five great.
You'll see. Let's do some, and then it'll become more clear to you. Okay. Yeah. Let's try chanting this. Ta mahasagumhita,
ta mahasagumhita,
ta mahasagumhita,
ta mahasagumhita,
itya chakshate.
Itya chakshate,
ta mahasagumhita itya chakshate,
ta mahasagumhita itya chakshate,
ta mahasagumhita itya chakshate,
ta mahasagumhita itya chakshate,
atadilokam, atadilokam. Now, the Adha is going to show the sequence. Now we do Adilokam. First means, in this order, now he gives the order, Adilokam, Adijyotisham, Adividyam, Adipajam, right? Adjatmam. In this order now. So now first we're going to do Adha, Adilokam. Okay, so now Adilokam. Now the Samhita, the Upasana on Adilokam, on the world. Adha Adilokam.
Atha dilokam
prithivi purva rupam,
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 prithivi, the earth. Is purva rupam. The prithivi is here. Prithivi.
The prithivi, the earth is also spelled with the prithi or not prithivi?
There are different ways of spelling it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, prithivi, prithivi, purva rupam. Prithivi, the earth is the first form. So say if you have a sandhi.
Oh, first.
Yeah, so the first member of the sandhi, purva, that which becomes previous. The first member, the one that is before, purva rupam, the form that is purva, prior, is the earth. So we're going to superimpose through an upasana on, in the sandhi, on the first layer in the sandhi, purva rupam, we're going to see, imagine the earth.
So the earth is the prior or first form.
Yeah, purva means that which comes previous or before. Okay?
Yeah.
Then, so, prithivi purva rupam,
prithivi purva rupam,
jyavruttara rupam,
jyavruttara rupam.
This goes jyavhu, uttara rupam. If I break the sandhi, that rekha, that rakara there is visarga. Jyavhu, uttara rupam, uttara rupam, jyavhu, uttara rupam. Okay. Jiao is heaven. The heavens are the Uttara Rupam, the following form, that which comes after. Purva is before, Uttara is later. So that which comes first is the earth, that which comes after is the heaven. So we're going to superimpose, we're going to do an upasana, putting the earth on the first form and seeing on the second form the heavens. Okay? So Dyauhu Uttara Rupam. Jyavrittararupam Jyavrittararupam Prithivi Purvarupam Prithivi Purvarupam Jyavrittararupam Jyavrittararupam Prithivi Purvarupam Jyavrittararupam Prithivi Purvarupam Jyavrittararupam Akashasandhi, Akashasandhi, Akashaha Sandhi. Space is the Sandhi. Okay? The Akash is what in Shankara says it's Antariksha. That's the intervening space. So you've got the earth here, then you've got the space, this intervening, and then you've got the heavens. Okay? So that's so Akashaha Sandhi. Akasha is the conjunction. Okay? Akasha Sandhi. Okay?
Is it ever air? No.
Space.
Space.
Akasha is the sky, though. Is it Akasha? Akasha as sky. Maybe it can be used as sky. That's when they say Antariksha is more sky. But air, it would be air. Air would be volume. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What do you mean by that space is a conjunction?
What space between the
Well, you've got the earth here.
Yeah.
You've got the heavens here.
Yeah.
And in between,
yeah,
there's the space.
Okay.
There's the middle area. That's Antariksha. The word Antariksha means that which is the area that's between the heaven, the earth and the heaven, is called Antariksha. That intervening space. So he, Shankara, in his Bhasha says the Akasha is the Antariksha, intervening space, okay? So, Akasha Sandhihi, Akasha Sandhihi, Akasha Sandhihi, Akasha Sandhihi. So, Prithivi Purvarupam, Prithivi Purvarupam, Jyavruttararupam, Jyavruttararupam, Akasha Sandhihi, Akasha Sandhihi, Vayusandhanam, Vayusandhanam, Vayuhu Sandhanam. Vayu is the air, is what the air is what brings these together. So you've got the earth, and then you've got the heaven, and in between you've got this space, the Antariksha, and what connects them? What is bringing these two together? Exactly. The Vayu, the air, is what unites them. Okay.
So, but how do we translate this? The air.
Vayu is air, the wind.
Yeah.
Sandhanam.
Yeah.
Is. Let me see how Vidyaranya translated the difference between samyutta. Shankara explains it, but I want to see what word he uses there. Well, he says like this. The earth is the first letter, Purva Rupam. Heaven is the last letter, Uttara Rupam. The sky is the meeting place. That's how he translates. Because we have to make a difference. The sky is where these two, what's in between these two. I don't think meeting place is correct. We'll see how Swamiji does it. The sky, but that's how he does. The sky, the Akasha, mm-hmm, is the meeting place. Okay? Sky also is space. He says here, when Vidyaranya translates it, Akasha has sky or space is Sandhihi, the middle one between the first and the last letters, since in it the first and last forms get united. Then Vayu Sandhan, somebody says there, Vayu is the link. Then, so we'll use that, and we'll see how Swamiji does it.
Is it like the length of the tree, or the
length
of the earth and the sky?
Say you've got the earth, I'll go like this, the earth, the heaven, and then in between the earth and heaven is intariksha, the intervening space. Okay, so you've got earth, intervening space in between, right, which is that space. If you see it, you have this word, space, and this word. So in this intervening space, you're going to imagine the antariksha, right? So you've got the earth, as on the first letter, intervening space, in between, and then you've got the uttara rupa, the last letter. So you imagine earth, space, heaven, and then what's going to conjoin them?
Bhagavan.
Vayu. Yeah.
Vayu.
Yeah, Vayu is Bhagavan. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Penny's a first year student.
It's like your voice and your speak, the air that comes through you when you speak connects.
Yeah, but really they're doing a bigger Ishwara.
Okay.
They're doing an Ishwara, but they're superimposing Ishwara in terms of the locus on the letters.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, let's do this.
Could I ask one simple question?
Maybe, let me see here.
We got the earth, we got the heaven, we got the space in between.
Yeah.
And then we got the air. And the air does what?
It conjoins them. It's the link that brings them together. The space in between is the akasha.
Yeah.
But then what brings these two? What causes them, what's the act that causes them to come together?
Okay.
In that space. They come together in the akasha. Okay. They come together. What's bringing them together at the volume?
The conjoiner.
The conjoiner.
Oh, that's the activity then.
Vayusandhanam. Ityadhilokam, iti adhilokam. This is adhilokam. This is the upasana that is on the loka, on the world. Adhilokam. Iti adhilokam. This is the thus concerning the loka. So what they're saying, now we finished the first one. Iti adhilokam. So you do this meditation. You do this upasana on the conjunction here concerning the world that is in regard to the world, and this is what it is. Okay, so now you have to do it. You have to imagine a sandhi and do it. So in your mind, it's so interesting just to do that upasana. You have to practice it.
Can we do that as a guided upasana, or that doesn't work out?
No, we can.
Okay,
but not now.
Not now, but sometime.
Vayusandhanam ityadhilokam vayusandhanam ityadhilokam vayusandhanam ityadhilokam vayusandhanam ityadhilokam. Okay, good. That's enough. So on your Sanskrit site, you can practice this with Vagishananda's thing that MP3 I brought up on the site. Okay? And because I can't take the time in this class to do an unfoldment other than just the basic meaning of a little bit of explanation, read this. Because it's so thorough. You'll love it. It's wonderful. Okay.
Well, do you use these in your daily...
No.
No.
But I'm doing it now.
Yes.
Because we're studying it. Okay, everybody? So.
Okay.
End that section. Take just a couple minutes. We'll start a new tape.
Well, this is fun.
Forty. We're on now?
I only have up to page 13.
I think I have a whole extra application.
Do you have this?
No, I got it.
Here you go. I have an extra.
Okay. Okay. Page 14.
You can
verse 40.
Okay.
Ready? Page 14, Avam Dehadrat. I can't remember how to chant.
We were on stage, we were all ready.
Because now I'm chanting the Taichu. They went, just a minute, let me just get around with this. Evam deha dvayat sanyaha. Evam deha dvayat.
You had it on the same line.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Evam deha dvayat atma pushka. Sarvatikraham. Nasyaham sityat nam deha bhagyam.
I think it goes down on the danya. Evam deha dvayat danya. Atma purush.
Atma purusha ishvaraha sarvatma sarvarupascha sarvatma sarvarupascha sarvatito hamavyayah sarvatito hamavyayah evam deha dvayadanyah evam deha dvayadanyah atma purusha ishvarah atma purusha ishvarah sarvatma sarvarupascha sarvatma sarvarupascha sarvatito hamavyayah sarvatito hamavyaha sandhi evam deha dvayat anyaha atma purushaha ishvaraha sarva atma sarva rupaha cha sarva atitaha aham avyayaha. Okay. Evam, in this manner, means referring back to what has been said before, where they're separating the atma from the anatma. That's later. They're referring back to the two dehas, the physical body, the stula deha, physical body, and the sukshma, the lingua sharira. So the stula sharira and the sukshma sharira. That's what the stula sharira and sukshma sharira are what we've dealt with before in the previous verses, separating the atma from these two bodies. So he says, in this manner, deha dvayat, ablative, from the two bodies, from both of the bodies, dvaya is both, from both of the bodies. What are the both? Stula sharira, linga sharira. The physical body and the subtle body. So, anyaha atma. The self is different from, other than. Anya means other or different. The atma is different from both of the bodies in this manner, in the manner that has just been told. The atma, who is purushaha. So, atma, namnas of singular. Purushaha, namnas of singular. Ishvaraha, the Lord. The atma is the purusha. And in the Bhasha, he gives the etymology of the word purusha. The one who is lying, who is resting in the deha, in the body, is the purusha. Okay? So the atma, the one who is the purusha, is Ishvara, is the Lord. So atma, purushaha, and Ishvaraha are all nominates of singulars, so they're all in apposition with each other. Right? So the atma, who is the purusha, who is Ishvara, atma, purushaha, Ishvaraha, that atma is other than, is different from, both of the bodies, evam, in the manner that has just been told. Evam means in this manner and that manner. Okay? Sarva, that atma, now we've got again, all nominatives, nominative singulars, that Atma is Sarva Atma, the self of all, Sarva Atma. That Atma is also Sarva Rupascha, and all forms. It is the self of all, and it is all forms. Sarva Rupaha. And it is Sarva Atithaha. It is beyond all. It is the self of all, it is all forms, and it is beyond. Atithaha means beyond.
Does it mean past?
No. Atithaha. Atithaha. Beyond. And it is beyond all, over and above all, transcends. We say transcends. Atithaha. Aham. And it is aham. That Atma, which is the I, the aham, is avyayaha, immutable. Avyayaha means navyeti. Navyeti, if I make it into the verb, is that which doesn't wane. It doesn't change from its original state. It doesn't modify. Right? So we say immutable. That's how we translate it. Avyayaha. But it means it doesn't wane. It doesn't change from its original condition. It doesn't veer off from its original condition. So it's immutable. These are all nominates. Mm-hmm. So in this manner, the Atma is the Purusha, is Ishvara, is the Sarva Atma, is Sarva Rupaha, is Sarva Atithaha, is the Aham, which is immutable.
Is Atma feminine?
No, it's from Atman.
Okay.
Atman, it's a masculine unending noun. So unending noun becomes Atma, right? We just went over this, right?
Yeah.
Atma. So that Atma is different from both of the bodies in the matter, in the way that it's just been told. Okay?
And is aham the I?
The I. It is the I. But this I, because it is the I, it's not the word I, it is the I. And that I is the Atma, which is the Purusha, which is Ishvara, which is the self of all, which is also all forms. So here you have the Satya Mithya. Because say, there's a problem. Say if you say, the Atma is the self of all, right? But then, it's the self of all, but it's not all. It's the self of all. But then you have to also say, and it is all. So it's not just the Atma is not just the pure Satchitananda. It is also being the self of all, but it is also all forms. But if it's all forms, then is it mutating?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not mutating, because it transcends, Sarva Atithaha. It transcends all. It is all the forms, but it is beyond all the forms. It transcends all the forms. It is the I, but not the Ahankara. The Ahankara is always changing, because the Ahankara is the I notion that's identified with the body, mind, sense organs, right? So it is the I, but the I which is never waxes or wanes. It's immutable, Avyayaha. Okay, so all of these are giving the whole Satya Mithya, right? I am the self of all beings, and I am all forms, but I am at the same time beyond all forms. See, that all forms are nothing but me, but I am Sarva Atithaha. I am beyond all forms and immutable. So all the forms are mutating all the time. Anything within Maya is not immutable, right? So I am both Atithaha, I transcend all of the forms, and I am changeless. Changeless.
I mean, I think to fully grasp that. Or, you know, it's like, I can't logically.
Well,
is there a good example of what could be form but beyond the form?
Well, they use, like, for instance, the clay pot. The clay is the truth of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And the pot is nothing but clay. But the clay is not dependent on the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the clay transcends the pot.
Uh-huh.
Rope snake. The rope is the truth of the snake, the projected snake. The snake is totally dependent for its being on the rope. Right? So the rope is the self, the being, the truth of the snake.
Mm-hmm.
And the snake really is nothing but the rope. But the rope transcends the snake completely. It's immutable and it is free of the snake. Right? So that's the example that we use. Okay, for everybody? Let's do the next one. Yatjatmadeha bhagena
bhagena
prapanchasyaiva satyaka
prapanchasyaiva satyaka
yatokta taraka shastrena
yatokta taraka shastrena
tatakim purushartata
tatakim purushartata
yatjatmadeha bhagena
yatjatmadeha bhagena
prapanchasyaiva satyaka
prapanchasyaiva satyaka
yatokta taraka shastrena
yatokta taraka shastrena
tatakim purushartata
tatakim purushartata
iti atmadeha bhagena iti vinatruti just like in the sentence iti atma deha bhagena prapanchasya eva satyata yatha upta tarkash tarka shastrena tataha kim purusha arthata kim purusha arthata purusha arthata okay? So it says iti thus atma deha bhagena. Bhaga means parts or the division. So by the separation is there, by these two parts, you know, we've got two things. We've got the atma bhaga and we've got the deha bhaga. We've got this division now, these two things. We've got the atma and the deha, right? So these two parts we've just constructed because we've said that the atma is different from the deha, it's different from the sukshma sharira, it's different from the stula sharira. So now we have two parts. So we've got the atma and the bodies. So by this division between the atma and the deha, prapanchasya eva satyata, for the prapancha, the prapancha of the world, the creation, eva indeed, satyata, reality. The state, that ta is the feminine, same as tvam. Remember, you can have ta as the feminine affix or tvam as a neuter aspect, affix. Satyata means the being, the reality, the state of being real. So we just say, by dividing, separating the atma from the deha, there is satyata, reality. That the idea is that by this division, there is reality for the prapancha. We're creating a reality. If you say that there's two things, there's the deha and the atma, then these two things have equal existence. There's no Advaita, you're giving reality to the world because there's two things. So that will result in the reality of the world, the satyata of the world. So instead of satyam mitya, you have the satyam, the true real atman, the real world. Okay? So then, yatha upta, as it has been told, yatha upta means has been told, yatha, you say, just as it has been said, just as it is told, taraka shastrena, by the taraka shastra, taraka is logic, and the nyayayakas, right? That's a school of thought. Taraka is a school of thought. The nyayayakas look at the world as real, and have many parts. And then in the Bhasha, it'll say in the Sankhya's also, the nyayayakas, nyayayikas, the Sankhya yogins, they also look at the prakriti, the prapancha, the world, as real, as satyam. And the atma for the sankhyas, there are many purushas, and they are also satyam. Dvaita, right? So, just what you're doing now by making this division, you're just confirming what the Tarka Shastra, what the Nyayaka is saying, or what the sankhyas say, that this prapancha is real by this division. So, yatha, upta, satyata is feminine. Upta, feminine. Feminine nominative singular. So this reality of the prapancha, as it is told by the Tarka, by the Tarka Shastra, in the Tarka's scripture, right, in their discipline, in their Shastra, so then what? Tataha, and then, tataha, then, therefore, okay, and we would say from that, tataha, from that, therefore, then, so tataha, that tah ending gives sense of this case. So from that, kim purushartha. Kim purushartha? Purushartha means we're talking about the moksha purushartha. In the four purusharthas, artha, security, kama, pleasure, dharma, doing proper action to gain a heavenly world, and then moksha. So here, kim purushartha? What is the purushartha? What purushartha? It's a compound. The purushartha is what? So purushartha means that what is the nature of the purushartha? What is the purushartha-ness, right? What is the goal that you get from that? What purushartha? Mm-hmm. We just say what is the purushartha? Mm-hmm. From that, once this happens, you've got the drive there. What purushartha is there? Mm-hmm. What good comes of that? That's the idea. Kim purushartha? What do you get out of that? What is the goal? What is the result of that? Mm-hmm. So kim purushartha? How does that resolve? Into what? What do you gain? What is the gain? Everybody see that? The ta is the, like tuan, it's the feminine abstract. So in English it's kind of hard to say, but what is the state of purushartha? What is the nature of the purushartha?
What's the benefit of saying things?
That's what's being said, but yeah. Purushartha actually means what do you actually get out of it? What are you striving for? The four purusharthas are what human beings strive for. And so what purusharthas is satisfied by this? It's just the same dvaita. You know, there's no moksha in it, so what do you get from it? There's no relief. And he says that in the Bhasha. You get no relief from this at all.
And could you just briefly remind me what the four purusharthas are?
Artha, A-R-T-H-A,
yeah,
is for security. Kama, long A, kama, is desires, pleasures. Dharma are the different things I do for to gain punya. Dharma, so that I gain a better next life. Antikarna Shuddhi and gaining enough for a mumukshu. For a samsari, gaining a better next life, and good
dharma,
and then moksha. So the artha kama apply to pleasures of this world, security and pleasure gained in this world. Dharma takes into consideration the next world, the punya, the gaining of punya to help me get another better next body and enjoy different heaven worlds and all of that. So the dharma takes into account the transmigration of the jiva. Moksha is liberation, knowledge, jnana. Okay. So the first three deal with the karmakanda, the first portion of the Vedas. The moksha shastra is the Upanishad. And the dharma can go either way, as you say, antikarna shuddhi, punya for the sake of antikarna shuddhi, or for gaining a better next life. Alright, our time's up.
Oh, don't quit.
Sorry.
We're just getting into it.
I know.
You can stay.
I'll stay.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om